Why are U.S. schools mediocre? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant was asked that question, and he didn't hesitate. Working parents, he said.
You know, I think both parents started working, and a mom is in the workplace. It's not a bad thing. I'm going to get into
it. And yet, look at Finland, where there are lots of working parents, but student performance leads the world. What's their secret?
40 years ago, when we started to build this current school system, that we decided to invest heavily in equity.
That's Pasi Sahlberg from Finland's education ministry, who helped design a system whose main feature is equity, which means equal facilities and highly trained teachers in every school. At first, it was a concern that equity would lead to mediocrity, but it turned out to be just the opposite. Equity created excellence. Because, at the same time, Finland decided that schools would also be responsible for eradicating poverty.
And we understood that if we want to make sure that everybody is ready to learn, school is the only place where everybody goes to. And that's why we integrate, embedded these things into our school system. It's not socialism, it's a realism.
And Finnish realism says that for education to be successful, poverty cannot be tolerated. Here in the U.S., we ask, is the child ready for school? Not in Finland.
In Finland, when you speak about school readiness, you ask whether the school where children are coming is ready to host and welcome everybody as they are.
And it's made Finland, where in 64% of the households both parents work, number one in educational achievement. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.